My name is Zach, and today we'll be talking about the marginalization of the mentally ill. Why is society oblivious to the hardships of the mentally ill? Is it because of fear? Is it because they don't know much about the mentally ill? Did you know that 25% or more of the homeless have a type of mental illness, and it isn't their fault? The mentally ill are often marginalized, whether it is when they are just being made fun of or discriminated for being different, when they try to get a job, or even not being able to buy the medicine they need to help their illness because of cost. This is devastating because the mentally ill are human beings as well, and they get treated like they don't belong in our community. With awareness organizations that help teach and inform the public about the mentally ill, hopefully our society will become more understanding of these individuals. Having a mental illness is already tough enough, but when they get made fun of or discriminated by other people, it just makes their life a million times tougher. The main reason why this group is often made fun of is because there is a stigma. A stigma that, according to Donna Laestes, NAMI Rochester's Director of Community Education, Outreach and Training says, is largely based off of fear, and people tend to be afraid of the unknown, and that's unfortunate. For those who don't know what a stigma is, the definition is a mark of disgrace associated with a particular circumstance, quality, or person. People usually associate the mentally ill with being crazy and that they should stay away from them, and because of this, they are totally misrepresented. People with a mental illness are people too, and that's what a lot of people don't seem to understand. To help better understand, I've also seen this stigma represented in my own community. A couple years back in the 8th grade, I had this one friend who had autism, and he is one of the coolest kids I've ever met. I would say hello to him pretty much every day, and I considered him as one of my friends. One day after school, my mom came into my room asking me if I knew this kid, and I replied saying, yeah, that kid goes to my school. I talk to him pretty frequently. Why? And what came next made me very upset. She said that his mom posted on Facebook talking about how his son had been mistreated the last couple days at school. She listed a couple things like kids calling him very rude names, such as stupid and retarded. She also followed with saying that the same day he came home saying he didn't want to live anymore. I was so shocked. I couldn't wrap my head around why someone would say such mean things to such a nice kid. This kid made him feel worthless, but for what reason? Why would they do this? Why would they say mean things to this super cool kid? Why did they mistreat him? I was never able to understand. But this exact same type of thing is shown in today's society. They're totally downgraded and mistreated because they have a slight alteration that makes them different. For example, when they go and try to apply for a job, they more often than not get rejected. An employer will usually want to take someone that is normal over a person with a mental illness, maybe because they don't think they are capable of working as well as anyone else. But this is not fair at all, and it is hard for them to live a normal life for reasons as such. But because of this unfair treatment, it makes it so there is no way for them to make an income and support themselves and their family. This hard life could easily be avoided if society understood their problems they go through on a day-to-day basis. Put yourself in their shoes. How would you feel if you were made fun of and discriminated every day for being different? It doesn't end there. More things add to the struggle of these individuals. When they try and purchase medication at a pharmacy or go to the hospital for a certain type of treatment, most instances it is very difficult. Mainly because pharmacists and other medicine distributors raise the price on medicine that they need and they aren't able to purchase the medicine. The prices are way too high and they can't pay for it, and therefore they can't be treated with the medicine and support they need. They are discriminated by these people that determine the cost of the medicines and treatments. They don't take into consideration that these people have extreme hardships and they just want to rip the money out of the poor hands of them, and it is not fair at all. For most of the mentally ill, there is no way for them to obtain money for the medicine and treatments because they can't get a job, leaving with them no financial support. With further research, I found that many of the mentally ill have been emptied out of the hospitals and were often the ones that needed treatment. USA Today describes the terrifying truth that the mentally ill have nowhere to turn. It states, "This systemic discrimination embedded in Medicaid and Medicare laws has accelerated the emptying of the state psychiatric hospitals, leaving many of the sickest and most vulnerable patients with nowhere to turn." Advocates and experts who spoke with USA Today describe a system in shambles, starved of funding while neglecting millions of people across the country each year. These innocent people are kicked out of hospitals and can't be treated because of this systemic discrimination. However, on the bright side, there are organizations that are there to help and try and solve these issues by educating the public and spreading awareness. Groups such as Bring Change to Mind, a nonprofit organization co-founded by actress and activist Glenn Close, dedicated to encouraging dialogue about mental health and to raising awareness, understanding, and empathy. Groups like these help address the problems that this marginalized group has been facing and help show that they're just human beings like us. The mentally ill isn't as recognized as other oppressed groups in today's society, such as African Americans, LGBT community, and Muslims. This group is also very similar to the homeless. Both these misrepresented groups don't get the attention and support they need from the community. They're often a group that isn't listed, and people aren't as informed about them as they should be. With awareness groups and organizations like the Bring Change to Mind, for example, the hope is that one can learn about their struggles and understand that they're normal people too, just going through a little bit of a tougher life, that's all. I encourage you to think about how they feel and how difficult it is to be in their shoes, and try and appreciate your life more because it can be taken for granted most of the times.